You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, last weekend we had snow. The weekend before we had snow. Is it possible we could do it again and make it three weekends in a row at the end of March and beginning of April?
No, it's not only possible, but highly probable. We're going to see a couple of waves of snow moving through all of the northern and central plains, most of the Midwest, as we go forward through the next 5 to 6 days. And I don't think there's going to be too many areas that don't have some snow on the ground at one time or another. It's pretty amazing. By the time we're done with all this, it'll be around the 8th or 9th of April. And to see this much snow occurring this far south of the Canada border is a little bit unusual, as you know. Temperatures are going to continue to be quite cold this morning. Temperatures fell into the teens across central parts of the plains. We're going to see another cold morning on Saturday with similar conditions possible as far south as northwestern Oklahoma and northern parts of the Texas Panhandle. And on top of all that, of course, we've only mentioned the two snow events. There's going to be rain that's going to occur periodically as well. So the bottom line is that no one's going to be in the fields in a significant manner for at least the next 10 days. Conditions will be better in the second week of our forecast, but unfortunately we're not going to be quite warm enough to get all the snow melted and the soil temperatures back into the right range and the ground firmed up enough. So it'll be at least 10 days before we can really start seeing some field work.
Well, that puts us out about to the middle of the month. We have to dry things out. When do you think farmers really might be able to move at all? By the 20th, or do we see something further down the road that would keep them out of the field even longer?
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to necessarily see a prolonged period of dry weather. What should happen in the second half of April is the jet stream will lift to the north, and as it does, we will see warmer air into the lower Midwest, the Delta, and the southeastern states, and those areas should see much better environment for planting and aggressive field work for that matter. But I think everybody else, there's still more potential for precipitation to occur, even though the temperatures will be a little bit warmer. I'm not convinced we're going to see the perfect environment. But certainly in the last 10 days, if not the last 2 weeks of the month, we'll have a better environment for getting at least a little bit of field work done. As far as aggressive progress is concerned, I think that's going to be a bit of a reach for that time period. But let's say in the last 10 days of April will be our best bet at this point.
Spring wheat will be very far behind by then, I would think.
Absolutely. We're already in trouble with the oat crop across the northern plains and even parts of Canada's prairies, and there'll be absolutely nothing that will be done in those fields for at least 10 days. It'll be much too cold and too snowy. We'll have to probably wait a good couple of weeks to get all the snow out of the way. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Spring cereals will be way behind as we go forward through the month.
Better check to see what the HRW crop or hard red winter wheat crop in the southwest looks like, too.
Yeah, you know, probably the most important thing there is that all the worry about the cold that occurred this morning and that which will come Saturday morning. I do not think this crop is far enough advanced, except possibly in a few irrigated fields in the southwest. So I don't look for any kind of new winter kill. In fact, the area that is going to be vulnerable to the coldest weather on Saturday morning is the same area that was impacted by possible damaging conditions during the middle of winter in northwestern Oklahoma and northern parts of the Texas Panhandle. So it'll be really hard for us to be able to discern whether there's any damage from this weekend's event or whether it's left over from the midwinter. But we're not looking for measurable precipitation, or let me rephrase that. We're not looking for significant amounts of precipitation in the southwest plains through at least the next 10 days.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.